Now, around the world, people are celebrating St. Valentine's Day, the traditional day of lovers. But did you know that the Church of Saints Peter and Paul in Prague's Vyšehrad may be home to a relic of the famous saint? 4 years ago, the Royal Collegiate Chapter of Saints Peter and Paul uncovered several forgotten Baroque shrines in its depository. It was surprised to find that one relic, a complete shoulder blade, had belonged to none other than the patron saint of lovers. For several years now, the church has held a mass in St. Valentine's honour, displaying the relic, and this year it's doing the same. But do the remains really belong to the saint? The answer you get perhaps depends on who you ask. Still, the church is confident it has the real thing. The director of the Royal Collegiate Chapter of Saints Peter and Paul, Jan Kotous, explains.
Kostatek svatého Valentina byl znovu objeven na Vyšehradě v roce 2002.
We were surprised to rediscover the item in 2002 during a general inventory of items at the chapter house. Restoration of four items revealed that one housed a relic belonging to St. Valentine. In this case, we believe that the relic was brought to Vyšehrad by Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV, one of many relics in his collection. During the Baroque renovation of the church in the 17th or 18th century, it was then housed in an individual shrine on one of the altars.
A porovnat to s tam chovanými ostatky.
Jan Kotous readily admits that the church could try and do DNA testing today and compare the relic with remains in Italy, where St. Valentine is believed to have died in the year 269. That, however, would be difficult and time-consuming. Furthermore, they consider their documentation more than sufficient.
Když říkám autentický, tak mám na mysli autentiku podle církevních...
We have a seal attesting to the relic's authenticity, authenticity as defined by church law or practices, a seal on the item's history, which we trust.
Byl potom umístěn do zvláštního relikviáře na jeden z barokních oltářů.
A number of churches in Europe are said to house holy relics of St. Valentine, but his main bodily remains were exhumed in Rome in 1836 and donated by Pope Gregory XVI to the Whitefriars Street Carmelite Church in Dublin. Some may be skeptical about various items' authenticity, but, as is often the case with saintly relics, it is not only a matter of proof, but also a matter of faith. That, in the end, is at least partly what St. Valentine's Day is about. And as for the secular holiday, Jan Kotous says the core of the message is the same.
Já si myslím, že to nevadí, protože...
The commercial aspects of the holiday, I don't think they really matter. After all, if someone sends someone chocolate or a card, it's still to express their feelings. It's that expression that really matters.
Well, however, despite this sentiment, there remains a lively debate regarding whether or not companies and retailers exploit the festival in modern times, and that this, for many people, tarnishes the true meaning of St. Valentine's Day. Chris Jarrett takes a look at opinions on the subject in the Czech Republic.